Well, good morning and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Folks. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint and do the majority of teaching at the Lewis Center campus. And this past week in the Into the Wild series, we jumped ahead just a little bit and talked about Moses' interaction with Pharaoh regarding the 10 plagues. Now, there's a little bit of tension in Scripture about this because there are times in Scripture where it says that Pharaoh hardened his own heart, and there are times where it says that God hardened Pharaoh's heart. So the question is, well, who was it? And here's what I think. I think that God gave Pharaoh the ability to do what he wanted to do, to call himself the one indestructible God, the one being. I think what you and I learn from that, the example in the New Testament in Hebrews chapter 3, three different times it says, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. And what we learn from Hebrews chapter 3 is that it wasn't only Pharaoh who hardened his heart, but also the people of Israel ended up doing the very same thing. We talked about hardening your heart as being an overexposure and an underresponse to truth. We live in a world where we've never had more Christian information than we have today. There's more podcasts, there's more lessons, there's more teachings and Bible studies, and access is at an all-time high. But access and information do not equal a response. And so we picked out one of the plagues. We picked out the frogs. And the reason we did is because whenever this plague occurred, there were frogs everywhere. There were frogs in the dough of their bread. There were frogs in their bedrooms at night. And when Moses approaches Pharaoh, Pharaoh says, man, please pray that the frogs will leave. And Moses says, I will as soon as you agree to let the people go. So you name the time. And Pharaoh's answer is tomorrow. And we talked about what a dangerous word that is, tomorrow. To choose to respond to God tomorrow. You know, the Greeks, they struggled with people making irrational decisions over and over and over again because they valued wisdom so much. So they had to come up with a word to describe obviously irrational behavior that was consistent. And the word was akrasia. It's where we get our word for crazy. We look at Pharaoh and say, man, he's crazy. And then we look at our own lives and say, well, maybe not so much, right? We talked about a husband who holds a grudge against his wife because maybe she said the wrong thing or she said something in the wrong way. And so he'll abuse his wife through silence. Or we talked about a lady who gets involved maybe in somebody else's business and she talks about it because even though she knows that the gossip grapevine is somehow going to work its way back to her, and it's happened to her before, and she's hurt people with her words. Why do we do that? We do that because we put responding off until tomorrow. And then what happens is we develop this kind of crisis compliance where when things get difficult, we want to comply with what God says. We want to kind of like when you drive by a state highway patrolman or a sheriff and you're speeding, all of a sudden you slow down for about a mile, and then when the policeman is out of sight, you go the speed you were going previously, right? We kind of do that with God sometimes, that when things get hard, when we experience the consequences of our decisions, we develop this kind of crisis compliance where maybe you go into debt and all of a sudden then you become super spiritual, right? And you start talking about the principles of the use of money and all those kinds of things until you get out of the crisis, and then you maybe go back to your old patterns. Well, the plagues are really a way that God says, hey, if you want to do life without me, okay. These are the results of living a life of disobedience, and disobedience always releases chaos in our lives. Now, what you're going to say is, well, now, wait a minute, Dean, you're just trying to use fear to get me to do what you want me to do. It's really interesting that we don't ever go to the doctor and the doctor says, hey, you need to do this and this and this, right? You can't eat this. If you do, eventually your cholesterol is going to kill you. We don't ever look at the doctor and say, now, doc, look, you're just being a control freak, man. You're trying to use fear to get me to do what you want me to do. We don't ever say that, do we? But spiritually, we want to be our own God, just like Pharaoh did. So what God says is, if you want life without me, okay. And one of the ends in those plagues, one of the ends is just this plague of darkness. It's just utter chaos. And what we said on Sunday is that what makes our God unique is that when Jesus was on the cross, from the sixth hour to about the ninth hour, he experienced this same darkness. That the justice of God fell on Jesus. Why? Because the supreme exodus was occurring. That everyone born in bondage to sin can now be free. And the natural result of obedience and love for God is freedom. So that means the greatest moment of your life is today, because this is where God is. You are free. God is here. So why would you settle for some sort of pseudo control one more night with the frogs? Listen, get off of the crazy bus. Tomorrow is a dangerous, dangerous word. Give up the crisis Christianity and let's invite God into every day, every moment of our lives. Let's do that right now. God, we lay our lives in front of you today. Lord, we're tired. We're tired of doing life on our own. We're tired of longing for one more night with the frogs, God. One more night the way that we've always had it, where we feel like somehow we're in charge. We're tired, God, of the chaos. So today, as we start our day, we lay our lives in front of you. We invite you into every part of it, every hour, every moment, every second of it is yours. Use it however you want. Use our lives to make an eternal difference. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, once again, as always, thanks for joining us on the Drivecast. Hope to see you back tomorrow. God bless. Have a great day.